Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. We're still in a lockdown with the cinemas closed, but, you know, there are lots of ways to watch movies at home. Canopy, that's with a K, is a movie service that's free with your library card with a huge catalog of really good movies. Check out some of the recent additions, including Swedish director Roy Anderson's ethereal and melancholy About Endlessness, the splendid Spanish film Blancanieves, a silent movie from 2012 in gorgeous black and white that retells the story of Snow White, but as a female bullfighter, and the French romantic comedy Belle Époque, which I reviewed earlier this year, among many, many others. They're on Canopy with a K. Also playing now for free online across Canada is a fantastic, fascinating new series of five feature-length movies called Difficult Women, 40 Years of German Feminist Films. It's curated by the Goethe Institute, and I haven't seen it yet, but their films always deserve watching. Just go to their website online, and you can see it. But today, I'm talking about two more things you can watch online and on your TV. A limited series and a new psychological thriller. There's a psychiatrist who wants to get away from a boy she thinks wants to kill her, and a video archivist who wants to get together with a woman who he's afraid is being killed on a 30-year-old VHS tape. Marionette, directed by Albert von Streen. Dr. Marianne Winter, played by Tekla Reuten, is a child psychiatrist. After losing her husband in a terrible car accident in upstate New York, she decides to turn over a new leaf by taking a job in sight unseen in Aberdeen, Scotland. She's a last-minute hire because their previous child psychiatrist was driven to self-immolation for unknown reasons, and his patients have no one to take care of them. So Marianne arrives at an enormous Gothic building and immediately starts to work. One of her patients, a little blonde orphan named Manny, played by Elijah Wolf, piques her interest. Since his parents' recent death, he has stopped talking, expressing himself only by drawing pictures using a black marker on white paper. The pictures, though, all depict people dying in horrible circumstances, just like his parents. So Marianne settles into a new life. When she's not working, she hangs out at a local pub or attends meetings of a book reading club. There, she meets a man named Kieran, played by Eamon Elliott, and sparks fly. He takes her out for a ride in his boat where they make passionate love. But around this time, strange things start to happen. The drawings that her 10-year-old patient Manny scribbles during their sessions start to come true. She witnesses a car crash in a tunnel that looks exactly like what Manny had drawn earlier the same day. Worse still, other drawings depicting Kieran's death and even her own. Can Manny predict the future, or is he actually making these things come true? And is Marianne herself merely a marionette controlled by an evil little boy? Marionette is a strange psychological mystery drama about a psychiatrist brought near the brink of insanity by one of her patients. But the expected slide into paranoia, madness, and revenge as it delves into the doctor's own psyche as if her mind were a box containing Schrodinger's cat. But where this movie is different, unlike most psychological thrillers, it doesn't follow the normal storyline you might expect. No spoilers here. You have to watch it to understand what I'm talking about. So does it work? Yeah, kind of in a strange sort of way. And it kept me interested, but it might leave you scratching your head. Archive 81. Dan, played by Mamadou Atti, is a museum archivist in New York City, specializing in restoring and transferring old modern media, like cassette tapes and VHS, into digital formats. And he hangs with his best friend, Mark, who buys and sells collectibles and also hosts a spooky podcast. But one day, a stranger named Virgil approaches Dan with an offer he can't refuse, $100,000 contract just for restoring and archiving a collection of old videotapes. Okay, yes, they are all damaged and partly burned, recovered from an apartment building called the Visser 30 years earlier, but nothing he's never done before. So what's the catch? Well, he must do the archiving and restoration at an isolated concrete building in the Poconos. That's off the grid. No internet and no cell phone towers. He has to actually live out there. Any communication must be by the landline. So he takes the job, meticulously restoring each tape in chronological order and then watching the films as they develop. They were all made at the Visser 30 years earlier by a young woman named Melody, played by Dina Shihabi. And at this point, the story of the series flashes back and forth between Dan now and Melody then. She's living in the building in search of her birth mother, carrying a video camera everywhere she goes, which is the source of all the tapes Dan is restoring today. And with the help of a 12-year-old girl named Jess, played by Ariana Neal, who was born in the building, she begins to meet and interview many of the Visser's oddball residents. She wants to find its history. There's Samuel, a friendly university prof, played by Evan Jonigkeit, who runs meetings in the common room, which one nosy neighbor describes as actually satanic sex orgies. There's also an art collector and spiritualist interested in holding seances and many others. But she's distracted by a series of musical notes she keeps hearing and strange dreams she starts to have. And back again in the present, Dan is bothered by the isolation and the feeling he's being spied on. So here's where it gets interesting. Dan keeps dozing off during his late nights of monotonous work and starts having dreams where he meets and talks with Melody. Okay? The weird thing is, as he restores the films, his actual conversations eventually appear on these old tapes. In other words, they're actually meeting and are recorded sometime in the past. What are these strange faces suddenly appearing on the old tapes? Is he going mad? Did she perish in the Visser's fire, or can he somehow contact her in the past using videotapes to save her life? Okay, Archive 81 is a fantastical science fiction supernatural TV series about alternate realities, communication across time and between the living and the dead, as well as vast conspiracies, evil billionaires, sinister entities, and strange cults. It has great writing and acting with exquisite production design, music, and art direction, just all around really fantastically made. It starts out as one of your typical found footage horror movies, but it veers away from that genre early on and it becomes two stories filmed by, you know, professional movie cameras, not just a handheld video camera. It feels like a more serious Stranger Things, but concentrating on grown-ups instead of kids. The movie the series does have a tendency of fetishizing commonplace things from an earlier era, in this case the 90s, but with a contemporary mindset. So Melody carries her video camera everywhere she goes, making selfies and recording everything she sees, much like a smartphone today, but without anyone in the early 90s objecting or even finding it at all strange. It's like, okay. Archive 81 came out a week ago, and I binge-watched the whole thing in just a few days. It's interesting, it's unusual, it's unpredictable, and it's quite spooky in parts, but not an out-and-out horror movie. And it'll keep you glued to the screen and waiting for season 2. I recommend this series. Marionette is now available on VOD. You can catch Archive 81 right now on Netflix. And for free movies online, visit the Goethe Institute's website and Canopy, that's with a K, using just your library card. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.